It's Monday, and I want to know what's on TV. You want to know what's on TV. You know who knows what's on TV? It's Irina, and she joins us as always. How are you this morning, my love?
I am really good, and you know what? I sure do. I feel like I worked very hard for the listeners this week.
Well, we very much appreciate that. Tell us, what's today's scene, the Black Irish? What's that all about?
Well, if anybody knows anything about Ireland, and I think most of us have a bit of heritage there.
To be sure.
So Black Irish are people with a particular Irish heritage, but it actually alludes to the black comedy of Ireland. Anyone who knows Irish people knows they are very funny, very dry, and can be very dark.
Absolutely, yes. I'm thinking of Derry Girls for one example.
So I have found something in the bowels of Stan that somehow passed me by. I guess the algorithm kind of spit it up for me. So it's called This Way Up, and I included, there's only one season, 6 20-minute episodes, so you can kind of down it as fast as you can a bottle of wine.
Or a Guinness.
That's right, but it's But I'm including it because they're going to do a second season.
Ah.
I don't like to leave people hanging, you know, get all invested in characters and then you don't know where they go. So, All Star Cast. It's a show by Aislinn Bee, who is an Irish comedian and has done a ton of stuff when you've seen her. Her sister in this show is Sharon Horgan, who is of Catastrophe, which I'd say lots of people have seen.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, I would say go right now, go to the ABC or wherever else it's showing everywhere, go and see Catastrophe. And also, Tobias Menzies is in this, who was in Outlander, he was, you know, Prince Philip in The Crown. He is brilliant. So you've got an all-star cast. It's about two sisters, and the main sister, Aislinn Bee, or her name is Anya. They live in England, and something's happened. Like, if she's had a breakdown of some kind, or she's got some sort of addiction. We don't know.
Right.
But she's passed it, and it's how these two sisters deal with it, which sounds miserable and appalling. I promise you it's not. It's actually fantastic. It's one of the best ways, funniest, cleverest, warmest ways I've seen, I guess, sort of midlife crisis or mental illness or just the general ennui of being alive in kind of a big city in the capitalist world is. It's a great show. It's good for everyone who is an adult. I don't think I'd recommend it for children.
Before we move on to the next one, I do want to mention that the star there, Aislinn Bee, that's the pronunciation I'm going with, she was the wife in that show, Living With Yourself, and she was almost about the best part of the entire show. I really enjoyed her in that. She's great.
I totally forgot her in that. Absolutely. She is amazing. And the thing about this show is that so much banter, like hilarious banter, just like in Catastrophe, and even in Derry Girls and in all the best British-Irish shows, they're just snarky, funny, and kind of poignant.
Yes. All right. You've got about a minute to tell us about Frank of Ireland.
Great. So what I'm going to say is give it a miss.
We should do a whole segment on shows not to watch.
It's such a disappointment. It's Brian Gleeson. Noel Gleeson and their dad, whose name I've just forgotten.
But, Brendan.
You know, Brendan Gleeson. I mean, so basically, Brendan Gleeson and his two sons are doing a kind of slapstick comedy about man boys in Ireland. It should be hilarious. And of course, there are moments that are funny. These people are amazing actors. And one of my favourite other Irish lady stars, Sarah Green, is in it, who was in Breaking Bad. She was in Murders of Dublin. They're so good. And it's just a bit Benny Hill. It's just old. It doesn't feel fresh.
Yeah, right.
And no one has sympathy for a middle-aged white man with no real problems other than his own, I don't know, procrastination or lack of ambition. I don't care.
I think you just described my entire radio show each day. Oh, somebody's turned it into a TV show.
Well, then maybe you don't give it a miss. But I'd say This Way Up and then Frank of Ireland, you know, maybe when you've had more than just the one Guinness.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. We look forward to talking to you next week about TV shows that we should and shouldn't watch on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, my love.
And we're going to take a darker turn then. See you then.